Welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. On this rainy Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And some big news in the past week. A lot of big news, actually. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. But, of course, we have our Artist of the Week. Lauren Ann Martin from Fort Wayne, Indiana is our Artist of the Week. And she's a young 14-year-old singer with one great song that I really liked when I heard it. So we're going to be playing that song. We'll be playing it for the rest of the time that Radio Nation airs. We'll be playing that song. So you'll be hearing a lot of that. And we're going to do a little quick Skype interview with her in the next half an hour or so. So you'll be able to get to know a little bit more about who this individual is and what she'll be doing in the up-and-coming months with her music. So, of course, if you haven't heard yet, Osama bin Laden is dead. And you can make what you want out of this, but the Americans say they killed him with a group of Navy SEALs that killed him in a firefight in Pakistan. And that's great. And I personally, you know, when I first heard this, I actually didn't believe it. And that might offend some of you that are listening, but I just didn't believe it. I just actually couldn't really comprehend that he was dead. But that being said, I've watched a lot of the news, and I think maybe, you know, I've started to change my mind on this a bit, and I believe that he is dead. You know, I don't know, it's kind of confusing. According to the Vancouver Sun, the White House is changing the story and says that bin Laden was armed when he was killed. So this is kind of confusing, but I think for them to lie about something like this to the American people and to the world would be a huge, huge error in judgment, especially on Obama's part, where he is obviously clearly seeking, you know, the vote. And this is his big trump card, which is ironic in me saying that, but this is his big trump card. And I can't see this being that fake. I wanted to think it. I mean, for the sake of, you know, all those people that lost their lives in 9/11, this may bring them some justice, and I hope it has. But at the same time, you know, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, you know what, it's just the Americans just saying, you know, it's just the American government saying something. But I firmly believe that he is dead. And how he died, I'm never going to know. I don't think any of us are truly actually going to know. But having read so much, I can't see how this is made up. If this is a lie, then I guess everything you hear on TV is a lie. That brings me to my next point, which is, for any of our Canadian listeners, you know that last night was our general election, and you know that Stephen Harper has now won a majority government. Yay if you like the Conservatives, and boo if you're a Liberal, because you got absolutely smoked last night. If you like the Liberals, if you voted for Liberals, if you're a supporter of the Liberals, if you believe in liberalism, you got smoked last night, because the NDP blew the doors off with 108 seats or something like that. And the Liberals only ended up with, like, less than 40, which is really an all-time low and an embarrassment in itself to the Liberal Party of Canada. And I think it calls for Ignatieff to step down. I think he needs to walk away. The positives that I took out of this election are that Quebec voted pretty much got two – the Bloc got two seats in Quebec. Two seats. That's amazing to me. That's awesome. I'm proud. I'm strongly against separatism in Quebec. I don't think it's necessary. I don't understand why. They're still fighting. If you don't want to be here, then leave. That's as simple as that. If you don't want to be in this country, if I don't want to live in Ontario, then I'm going to go move somewhere else. But that's just how I feel. And I guess it's how a lot of Quebecers used to feel, but hopefully that's not the case anymore. And I'm really happy that they all decided to vote NDP, which is interesting because now NDP has tapped into what is generally the swing state or swing province of Quebec. And this is very interesting. So we'll see the next 4 years with the NDP, and Jack Layton's got a lot of work ahead of him to keep those people in Quebec happy, because they can easily go back and vote Bloc the next time around. And some other news, Charlie Sheen barely draws 3,000 people to Vancouver's Rogers Arena, even though Russell Peters is there with them, which is interesting. Barely gets... That's a seat stadium that's got like 18,000 people, and they barely filled it, and they barely got 3,000 people in it. And that just goes to show you how, you know, people are just starting to not care about Charlie Sheen anymore. And just how, like, the whole riot act is just, it's ridiculous, if you ask me. I think it's just kind of dumb, and I wish he would just go away and get help, because he needs it, but I'm not him, and he thinks that he's bi-winning instead of bipolar, and good for him, you know, it's a great line, bi-winning, but, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you're Charlie Sheen, you can do whatever you want, apparently you can do whatever you want. So we're going to take a quick break here on Radio Nation, and we're going to play a couple songs for you. We're going to play Can't Stop by Tulu the Darling, and then we're going to play In Love by Melanie Mayo. These are two great songs, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hopefully get set up for our interview with Lauren Martin, which is going to be a lot of fun. So keep listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott, and stay tuned after the break.
Hi, this is Samantha from the music group Anything But Monday. And when the weather outside is frightful and that pale and wintry look on your face is anything but delightful, don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptations and change your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Oakville at Dundas Street West and... And even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Street and Niagara Boulevard in Oakville.
Yeah.
life. It's like a game of chess. I wanna be the best, I won't settle for less. It's like a straight up honey in a summer dress that really turns me on. Yes, I must confess, I know that she knows I wanna give it to you, and I know that she wants to do me too. Cause I feel the vibe and the look in her eyes, and her blushing cheeks just tell me she's shy. So I start to mack and say that she's dope, and I was wondering if there was any hope for us to fantasize in the old wonderland. She could be my girl and I'll be a good man. I don't usually come across like that, but yo, you must know that it's a well-known fact that I'm just funny, I'll make you smile. Don't be scared, girl, it's just my style.
You were lifting me up. We sitting tight while relaxing the back of the truck. What? You got money, but there ain't no love. It's kinda funny now she's hating a thug. Why? I'm so deep in it, it's like do or die. You can be my Bonnie, I can be your Clyde. If you're down to ride, door suicide. To the beach, sunset, watching out the tide. Baby girl, yeah, you're watching me drift. I bought a fake rose and I'm wondering if I could love you till the day that it would die. Yeah, or better yet, yeah, the rest of my life. Yeah, she's so sweet with it, it's like Candyland. I'm just needing it, call me Candyman. She got me going up, straight to the top. Yeah, I said it before, she just lifts me up.
We were
Hey, this is Jessica Speziale, and you're listening to Radio Nation on Centennial Radio with Nicholas Pescod.
In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you start over, but no, you can't. It's crazy what people do in times of stress. Keep bottled up feelings in a cage in their chest. Pool emotions so deep that they wear life vests. They just sport bright smiles to hide being depressed. Put foot in front of foot, try getting ahead. Tripped up, slipped up, tears are red. Another day in the life, try rolling the dice. Take a sinner's advice, demon's advice. Blinded by all light and only active at night. Success was just too bright, no respite in sight. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. In the game of life, you get one chance. Devil only get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. No choice but to play the hand dealt. The game's blue flame, all chance just melts. Car accident with no seatbelt. Emotional wreck, face can't be felt. Before it all falls down, down deep in the ground. Fight another round, take a stand for your town. Buy real estate properties, conjure up monopolies. When you can't afford the fees, contemplate robberies. Till the cops yell freeze, get down on your knees. Can't get another life, even if you ask please. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible.
Got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me
All right, and welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. You just heard a great set of songs there. So we first started off with Can't Stop by Tallulah Darling, followed by Melanie Mayo's In Love. And then it was Anything But Money's Just Do It. Solstice with Dance With The Devil. And we just ended it off there with a song by Prince, When Doves Cry. So that leads me to the main event of the show. And I apologize, my throat is rather sore. But we are now going to get to the main part, which features Miss Lauren Ann Martin from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And before we get into the interview portion, which we're about to set up for you, so hopefully we get that going smoothly. But just want to talk a bit about how I found Lauren. And I was actually on ArcMusicFactory.com, their website, and I was... I was on there originally to try to get a hold of Rebecca Black to set up an interview, and I found there to be some actually other quite talented artists on that website who deserve some recognition, and I've been pulling a few of them off. And this happens to be one of them. And despite her age, she's extremely well-talented, and we've had other young singers on the show here, so there is no sort of age discrimination here on Radio Nation whatsoever. And for all of you who are listening, how it works is I generally bring on an artist, whether I interview them here on in the studio or on the phone, Skype, how be it. And we do a little interview with the artist, and then we play their song. And from that moment on, their song gets played on my show on a regular basis and part of the regular music lineup. As you noticed, if you were just listening, you probably didn't recognize most of the songs that unless you've been a regular listener, and that's because we try to promote up-and-coming artist music here on Radio Nation, and it's a great way to do it. And I encourage you, if you know any other young artists who are great and talented and deserve to, you know, have their work represented on the radio, this is the place to come. Come find me. You can also go to Josh Skinner, the original soundtrack. He does a good job of that, too. So you can both come to us, and I will both try to set something up for you. So we're going to get started with the interview, but before we get started with the interview, we're actually going to play the song. And the song that I really like, it's actually the one that she's done, but she wrote, sang it herself. It's His Eyes, and she started singing when she was 12, so we're going to play it first so you can hear it. Then we're going to do the interview with Lauren, and that'll be it for the show tonight. It'll be a short show. I apologize. It's just been a hectic week in the past week. Again, I'd like to, you know, just say to anybody who's listening who knew Felix Gagne well that, you know, thoughts are with us, and it's sad that he passed away last weekend. So, yes, it was very... The last week and a half has been pretty up and down. So it's been an interesting week. And I was actually in Kingston, Ontario, just before his funeral. And seen a lot of people and saw a lot of people on Friday and Saturday that I hadn't seen in years. And it's been a very, very up and down week. But it's been a lot of fun despite the setback. And hopefully, you know, the summer goes good. So we're going to play the song. The song is called His Eyes, and I really like the song a lot, actually. It's a great song. So here it is, His Eyes, in just one moment. And there you have it. That's a lovely song there. And I really, really like that song a lot. And hopefully there'll be great stuff from her to come in the future. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to get it set up with the interview. And then we're going to have the interview. And it should be a good interview, and I'm looking forward to it. So stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott. It's 8:05 here in Toronto. So we're going to get set up with the interview in just one moment.
Hi, this is Samantha from the music group Anything But Monday. And when the weather outside is frightful and that pale and wintry look on your face is anything but delightful, don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptations and change your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Oakville at Dundas Street West and Neyafawa Boulevard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. All right, so now we're joined, hopefully, and hopefully this works. If not, we will set up a phone call. But I hope we are now joined by Lauren Ann Martin on Skype here. So this is exciting because we haven't done a Skype interview in a long time on the show. So Lauren, how are you doing and welcome to the show?
Thanks. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for joining us. I know it's been hectic the last week, me trying to get a hold of you. So try to kind of tell me a bit about yourself. And I know we spoke a little earlier, but tell me, you know, why you got into music and you started when you were 12. So give us a little bit of background about who you are.
Well, when I was 12, it was over the summer when I wrote this song. But I've never had, like, singing lessons really before this. And I just really loved to sing. So words just kind of came and the lyrics just kind of happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so now writing this song, you know, kind of guide me through. Was this based on your own personal experience or, you know, how did you come up with the song?
Well, it was kind of about a boy that I liked, but we weren't going out or anything, but I just wanted to write a song because this is actually the second song I've written. So I wrote a different one over the summer too. And people were like, that one was really good. You should write another. So then I wrote this one and I just kind of wrote it about a guy I liked.
And now talk to me about the support that you've gotten. I mean, this song is really, really good. If you haven't thought it was, it's fantastic. So, you know, tell me, have you gotten support? Like, where's this your support come? And have you decided to write anything else in the future?
Well, I got it recorded at Sweetwater Sound. And they helped me a lot. Like, they made it, like, they helped me through it and stuff. But when I wrote it, my mom was just like, hey, that's actually really good. So I was like, really? So then I just kind of continued with it, and then other people started to like it, so I was like, hey, I might have something here. And then we just got it recorded, and people really seemed to like it. Like, I have a lot of views on Reverb Nation, and now I'm on here, so.
There you go. And speaking of Reverb Nation, I got a hold of you on Arc Music Factory. Now, both of those sites kind of, you know, help promote artists and stuff, but how important has your mom been in terms of, you know, has she been a big factor in helping you, you know, keep going with this process?
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have my mom, I wouldn't even have a song right now. She has completely, like, done, she's helped me with so much with all of this. Like, from the very beginning, she just, like, helped me and been so supportive. And she is the one who's been, like, helping me promote my music on, like, so many different things. And she helped me get it on iTunes. And she's just, like, the most amazing person ever. She's my role model.
Yes, and I forgot to mention that actually, and your mom messaged me earlier, and I did forget to mention, and that is my fault, that it is on iTunes, and you can purchase the song, and it's a great song. I really, really like it. And so now we're going to talk a little bit about something else you're probably not expecting, but I know that you made the high school cheerleading team. Now, how big is that for you personally?
Oh, that's like, I'm really, really happy about that, because I've been cheering for 4 years at St. Vincent, my school right now, and I've just kind of been, like, working up to be able to be a high school cheerleader, so I'm really excited about that.
Now, talk to me. I mean, growing up, I'm from Toronto, Canada, and a lot of my listeners are Canadian, and cheerleading isn't exactly the biggest thing up here. Tell me, how big is cheerleading in America?
Well, I'm not sure about, like, all of America, but the high school that I'm going to go to, Dwanger, that's, like, it's huge. They go to worlds, and they compete about against people all over the world, and they are really good. They win, like, state competitions, and they're, like, amazing. So it's really important to them. So, like, to make the Dwanger squad, it's, like, a huge, like, thing.
Right, and I know there's a cheerleading team here in the town that I grew up in, and I know that they're quite big, and they've done some world stuff. But I have to admit, before I even knew really watched cheerleading, I never thought it was a sport. But it's a tough sport. Like, I've seen some pretty nasty falls. So good for you for making the team, and congratulations on that. And
thank you.
So tell me a bit about yourself going forward here. Have you wanted to write any more music?
Oh yeah. After I recorded this song, I also have the first one I ever wrote. That one is also recorded, and it will be out in around 2 weeks. And I'm also recording a video for this song, and it will be at the end of this month. And I have written another song too that we'll probably start recording that one over the summer maybe. And I definitely am going to be writing more songs. And I'm hoping that people will, like, start to, like, notice me, maybe. But I don't know. I can only, like, hope, you know.
Right. Well, I think you're doing the right things, and you've got a very nice voice, and I think that'll definitely help you going forward. Now, tell me a bit about what you see yourself doing after high school. I mean, I know, obviously, you know, you want a music career, and but, I mean, say, you know, besides music, is there what else are you looking to get into, maybe down the road for university or college, or what do you hope to become?
Well, I've always wanted to go to Notre Dame, but it's just, like, so expensive, you know. But I would love to go there, obviously. But if, like, music didn't work out for me, I would, like, maybe would think about becoming a doctor, because I love, like, health, and I'm good at science and stuff. But really, like, music is, like, my top priority right now, and it'd be, like, my dream to get maybe a scholarship from all of this kind of stuff to, like, a nice, like, music school. And so that's what I'm really hoping.
Well, let's hope for the best there. And before we end off the little interview here, I just want to say that I think you'll do fine. Hopefully it works out, and hopefully this is a big stepping stone for you. And you're always welcome back on the show, obviously. And whenever you come up with new stuff, you just give us a shout here, and we'll definitely, you know, feature you again, as we've done with some other artists. Now, just my last question for you then is, tell me something a bit about yourself. Tell my listeners something a bit about yourself that no one really knows besides your friends.
I'm not sure.
Something you like a sport? Are you into sports?
Well, like, I'm really good at football.
Really good at football. Really good. Who's your favorite football team?
Colts.
Colts. You're a big Colts fan. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I guess you live in Indiana, and so. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Thank you very much for joining us, and you're definitely welcome back. And don't forget to check her out on iTunes. You can look her up and purchase that song. And before I actually let you go, though, I actually want to know what the process is like. So if I buy your song on iTunes, how much of the money do you get?
Well, we have to, after we put the song on iTunes, we have to wait 60 days before we start getting money from it. But we paid, like, just a flat fee of $30. And then for every download I get, which is 99 cents for one song, I get 70 cents of it. So, like, it, like, starts adding up, but I'm not sure how many people have bought it yet, because I won't find out until I actually get the money, then it will, like, say.
Right on. And do you hope to become something like Rebecca Black, but just maybe not in that sort of light?
Well, I mean, it would be awesome to get famous and stuff. But really, I just love music, and I love singing, and what I do now is just, like, so much fun, and singing for people and having people from, like, across the country listen to my thumb. That's like amazing. Like, and it's
Well, there you go, and that's a nice way to end off the interview here, and you'll definitely be, your song will definitely be played on the show regularly, so you get people that'll listen from all over listening to your song. So all the best to you in the future, and thanks for doing the interview, and we hopefully whenever you get some new stuff, just, you know, talk to me, we'll keep in touch, and I will definitely hope to hear more from you, because you've got a lovely voice, and we hope to hear from you and see some good things in the future. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye.
That was Lauren Ann Martin from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and that was a nice interview there. And so that kind of sums it up how it's done here on Radio Nation for those who are just listening in. Hopefully we can hear more stuff from her in the future because she's quite talented, and I actually really like that song, and it's a good song. And so that's kind of the ending portion of Radio Nation for tonight. I know it's really, really short. We'll end off with a bit more music in just a moment. But before I go, there is one song that I want to play that is really funny. It's a little inappropriate, and I usually would never play something like this, but it is quite funny, and it isn't meant to be offensive. But if you ever heard the song "The Empire State of Mind" by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, there's a bunch of parodies, tons of parodies of this song done on the internet, and the best one I've ever found is "A Newark State of Mind," and it's really funny, and I'm gonna play it for you because it is funny. It's a little inappropriate, but it's really, really, it's really funny. So here it is, "An Empire State of Mind" by, I actually don't know who it's by, but it's really well done. So here, take a listen.
Yeah, Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Brooklyn, working at a tech firm, but then I lost that cush job, thanks to the recession. Now I'm out the job and I can't pay rent here, I can't pay rent anywhere, they evict me everywhere. I thought I'd live in Harlem, maybe in LA City or way uptown on Broadway, till I saw that Craigslist fit my budget, 100 per week, only catch for me though it was way out there in Jersey. Commute minutes 30, took the PATH train, went so slow and the stench was unnerving. Pull up to a pigsty, America's worst city. Hookers on the corner, that's one of its specialties. Say what up to Shauna, still tricking corners. You do it with her, she'll tape and sell like porno. Brother, I be grossed out, I can smell feces. Tail by the stench alone, that I most definitely in. Cause just by touching something in Newark, you get an STD. Looked for a city block, all I found were titty bars. And not the kind you'd like, cause these girls all have missing body parts. Welcome to the pissing pot, corners where you get shot. Stab so much, the ER got my own spot. Shoulder stab, kidney stab, grandma stab, holla back. And as soon as you think it's safe to come, another sneak attack. 8 million reasons to get up out this trash heap. Funny, it's the money that gets people trapped here. Me, I got a train ticket soon as I get paid. If I can cover the rent, I'm leaving the same way. Crack pipes, needles, shards of Bacardi. Garbage so high, it's like a scene out of WALL-E. Worst part of it is Alicia Keys. Jay-Z will never write a song about the peeps living in enlightened, so guys can go out to the clubs. The nightlife is lined with guinea tees, here to infinity. It's the same dude over, like watching Multiplicity. Girls with their hoop rings, buy the whole style. They fall in love with the guys whose buys they've been juicing. City I'm in, the city at the gym. Guido spray tan, the city's filled with them. Tommy took a bus trip, now his brows are plucked out. Suckles, muscle, milk, Jersey Shore, eat your heart out. Feel sorry for the people that just drive through. Their windows rolled up and their doors are all locked too. Came
aiming for the airport, turned off the turnpike. Even OnStar is scared for its life. Compared to Newark, New York is a show-off city, so depressing, better slip you a Zoloft.
And there you have it. That's a parody of Empire State of Mind called Newark State of Mind. And it's a great song. So we're going to end off the show with some music. 10 more minutes of great music. And that'll be it for tonight on Radio Nation. And there you go. There's one of my songs. So here it is. Raise Your Hands by Bon Jovi. I'm pretty sure the song is played like every time on the show. But it's a great intro song. And there you go. I guess you can hear it now. I can hear it in my headphones, but you can hear it. But there you go. There you have it. And I love this song. This is a great song. It's every time I hear this song, and I mentioned it before, every time I hear this song, I think of that scene from Spaceballs where John Candy's dancing in the RV. Yeah, nothing like that scene. It's a good scene. So here it is, everybody. Raise Your Hands by Bon Jovi. Right.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. Just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hand me on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the Prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. But yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Woo. In the winter order, summertime. I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
And here's our final song tonight here on Radio Nation. This one's by one of our other featured artists, Elise Saunders. She's from Peterborough, Ontario. Great young singer. Mama Hates Guitars by Elise Saunders. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have yourselves a wonderful night. Stay tuned next week as we have some great guests lined up for you. And we'll have hopefully a great show lined for you, and hopefully a much longer show. I've been hectic with everything, and I appreciate everybody for listening. Thanks again for listening. It means a lot to me. Each and every one of you take the time out of your day to talk to me and to listen to me, and it means a lot. So thanks again for listening, and here it is, Elise Saunders, Mama Hates Guitars.
The carpet smelled like cigarettes and beer. He worked those strings till his fingers bled. That soulful sound was music to his ears. One day she put her foot down on the neck of that guitar. When she said, "You can't have us both," he broke Mama's heart. Mama.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening. It means a lot to me, and hopefully next week we'll have a great show lined up for you. Thanks again for Lauren and Martin for joining us on Skype all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I appreciate that, and I know she had a lot of friends listening. So I thank you all for listening, and hopefully you continue to listen next week. And if you yourself know someone who's a great artist and you think they should be featured, or if you are a good artist and you think you should be featured and you want to know how to get on this show, well, just come talk to me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/radionation.ca, and we'll get it all set up for you. And hopefully it works out. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and have a great night. From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, broadcasting from Centennial College Internet Radio Studios, I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott, saying so long and good night.